a female passenger ran and hid in the bathroom, where she was eventually found and arrested. The male driver stole another car with a small dog inside. He hit a fuel pump while trying to escape, making his way back onto Highway 101, where he took off at over 100 miles an hour. The CHP gave chase in cars and with a helicopter. Eventually, they lost sight of the car in Alameda County in a wooded area. They are still searching for the man, the car, and the little dog. The Sonoma County Sheriff's Office is trying to locate 50-year-old Sky O'Banion, who was last seen on January 21st in the Guerneville area. He was officially reported missing on February 8th. He is described as 6 feet 3 inches tall, weighing about 190 pounds, with brown hair, green eyes, and he does have a beard. You can see a photo of him on the sheriff's Facebook page, along with additional information. The Lake County Sheriff's Office announced the arrest of a man Friday night suspected of multiple burglaries in Lake and Mendocino counties. 38-year-old Tyrone Brennan was found with sophisticated tools and clothing similar to that of a described suspect. In total, over $60,000 worth of tools and equipment was stolen, along with thousands of dollars in damage done to multiple businesses. President Biden has called congressional leaders to the White House on Tuesday to discuss the emergency aid package for Ukraine and Israel, as well as avoiding a government shutdown next month. The top four leaders include House Speaker Mike Johnson, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries, and Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell. AT&T says it will give affected customers $5 each to compensate for last week's network outage. Many customers were left without cell phone service for hours on Thursday. The company now says on its website that customers will get a $5 credit on their account within the next two billing cycles. The credit does not apply to AT&T business customers, prepaid service, or Cricket, its low-cost wireless service. Mission almost accomplished. The Intuitive Machines lunar lander that touched down last week on the moon's surface is now resting on its side, or has at least one of its six legs stuck in a hole. All they know is that it's not in the fully upright position. The lander's solar power panels are getting energy, and it is powered up and operational. The company will try to get some images of the lander to determine exactly what to do next. I know what we're going to do next. We're going to check in with CHP Officer Shane Young to find out about traffic around Sonoma County. Hello again, Shane. How are the roads?
Good morning. You can expect some traffic on southbound 101 near Pepper Road and as you enter Marin County. We also have that commute traffic starting on northbound 101 from golf course to college. We're getting reports of a two-vehicle crash with an ambulance responding on SR 116 near Lover's Lane. And if you're driving through that area, slow down. We're also getting reports of a hose in the fast lane on US 101 southbound near Litton Springs. So watch out for that one. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Shane Young on KZST.
Attention Santa Rosa, are you ready to take a step towards a healthier heart? Join me, Debbie Abrams, and Sutter Health at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts Thursday, February 29th for a life-changing evening with Heart Health 101. Starting at 6 p.m., immerse yourself in our marketplace exhibits. Enjoy heart-healthy appetizers. Explore health-related vendors, including relaxing chair massages. Prepare to be enlightened by their renowned cardiologists and heart specialists. They'll dive into everything from basic heart functions to comprehensive strategies for preventing and managing heart disease. And don't miss the interactive Q&A session, your chance to ask the experts. Remember, the event is absolutely free, but please RSVP. Let's make heart health a priority, Santa Rosa. For details, visit norcal.info/heart. norcal.info/heart. We'll see you there.
It's time to shift into savings with Redwood Credit Union's auto loan rate sale. Now through February 29th, take advantage of a 0.75% rate discount on new, used, or refinanced auto loans from another lender. Lower rates mean affordable payments, putting you behind the wheel of the car you love. Apply online or ask for RCU financing at a dealership. Redwood Credit Union, for all that you love. Discount effective through 2/29/24. Rates, terms, and special offers subject to change. Discount for purchases and refinances of existing loans from another lender. Restrictions may apply.
From the community calendar, the Petaluma Farmers Market runs Tuesdays from 10 a.m. to 1:30. Enjoy fresh fruit, veggies, ready-to-eat items, and more. You can get more details at KZST.com. In sports, congratulations to the Cardinal Newman girls basketball team. They beat San Ramon Valley to win the NCS Open Division title. Now they head the NorCal Open Division Regional Playoff Tournament. The Cardinal Newman boys soccer team won the Division IV title over San Francisco's University. And wrestlers Logan Bruce and Noel Alexander, both from Maria Carrillo High School, they finished in the top eight at the state wrestling championship over the weekend. Well done. And your forecast, mainly cloudy for today, maybe with some drizzle. I think more clouds than anything else. Temperatures not bad, low 60s. Tonight we do turn clear and cold. Overnight lows in the low to mid 30s. Some patchy frost is possible early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny with low to mid 60s on Tuesday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. The weekend box office numbers are in. Bob Marley, One Love, was in first place for the second straight week. It made another $13.5 million. This week's number two movie is the latest installment in the Japanese anime series Demon Slayer. Ordinary Angels, starring Hilary Swank, debuted in third. Madam Web, number four. And Migration came in fifth. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZSD Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
100.1 KZSD.
100.1 KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams. It is 810, 50 degrees in Santa Rosa. Some cloudy skies, low 60s on the way. And this is going out to all Sonoma County leap year birthdays. Those celebrating leap year birthdays, here's the deal. We're doing a fun event. We want to celebrate you if you have a leap year birthday. On Thursday, of course, this is one every 4 years. Costo French Bakery is helping make this a reality. Here's the scoop. The first 29 listeners to show up at Costo on the go right next to the Sonoma County Airport on February 29th, this Thursday at noon, will receive an individual chocolate decadence cake made just for you on your leap year birthday. Of course, I will be there trying to mooch some birthday cake off of you. Just kidding, but I will be there. If you have a leap year birthday or know someone who does, tell them about the event. Of course, you do need to prove it. Come join us Thursday, this Thursday, February 29th at Costco on the go for some celebratory cake and happy birthday to all local leap year babies. So much fun.
I've been trying to call. I've been on my own for long enough. Maybe you can show me how to love. Maybe I'm going through a drought. You don't even have to do too much. You can turn me on with just a touch. Baby, I look around the since it is cold and empty. No one's around to judge me. When you're
just across the bar, my seat's been taken by some sunglasses, asking about a scar, and I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home. Tonight, we are young. So let's set the world on fire. We can burn brighter than the sun. No, I know that I'm not all that you got. I guess that I just thought maybe we could find new ways to fall apart. But our friends are back, so let's raise a tale. Cause I found someone to carry me home tonight. We are young, so let's set the world on fire. We can burn brighter than the sun. And you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
Sonoma County's KZST on your Monday. It is 8:19, 51 degrees in Santa Rosa. Good morning.
Introducing the community to a new generation of lawyers at Empire College of Law.
Becoming a lawyer has always been a dream of mine. Having the ability to help other people when they're facing a really tough decision is something that I value, and it's something that I am very passionate about. You having a role that betters this community is empowering. With all those skills that you learn in law school, you then have the ability to help the community.
Visit EmpireCollegeOfLaw.org.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.
February is National Heart Month. Treat yourself, your heart, and your health by joining the Y. No matter your age, background, or ability, joining the Sonoma County YMCA offers you a chance to sweat, keep your heart beating strong, meet new friends, and explore new interests. Achieving greater health and well-being is all about taking small steps. Take your first one by joining the YMCA. Join today at scfymca.org. The Sonoma County Family YMCA on College Avenue in Santa Rosa.
Hey, Alexa. Oh, look at what the cat dragged in. Yeah, Google. Could you look something up for me?
Sure, what are you looking for?
I wanted to get the app so I could listen to KZST.
You can get the app for free at KZST.com. Oh, you could listen at 100.1.
A radio? I bet they sell those on Amazon.
Ouch. That was a pretty obvious commercial plug.
You think?
KZST.
25 minutes past 8 o'clock, 50 degrees right now in Santa Rosa on your Monday. Some hazy skies, low 60s on the way. And up next.
From the KZST Morning Show, here's Debbie's favorite social media post of the hour.
Well, somebody left a grocery list in the cart that said, need to buy wine and stuff to eat with wine. So I'm pretty sure my soulmate is out there somewhere.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Monday, February 26th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 8:28. I'm Brent Allen. Mainly cloudy skies are up for today. Currently, we are sitting at 51 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. A lot of folks are wondering what is going on over at Social Advocates for Youth in Santa Rosa. The 53-year-old nonprofit that serves youth in crisis was on the verge of financial collapse earlier this month before multiple donors gave them over $1 million. Now on Friday, it was announced, a dozen youth have been relocated to another facility within the county. SAY has not commented on the move or what their immediate future is, not only for the company, but for the Dream Center on Summerfield Road in Santa Rosa. Three people in total, including two Sonoma County Sheriff's deputies, needed to be rescued from fast-moving water on the Russian River Sunday afternoon. The first report was of a woman in the water clinging to some bushes. Two deputies went in after her. The swift water rescue team arrived on the scene with a boat and was able to remove the woman, then headed back to get the deputies who were not able to exit the water on their own. The woman was taken to the hospital with unspecified injuries. Still no details on why she was in the water in the first place. The Healdsburg City Council has made the decision on the location of the new Smart Train station. The Hudson Street location, a former train depot, was selected. Currently, Smart has about 65% of the $160 million it needs to extend the train service north to Healdsburg. Two vehicles crashed at the busy intersection of Brush Creek Road and Montecito Boulevard in Santa Rosa on Saturday, flipping one car over onto its roof. Fortunately, no one was injured in the crash, but it did snarl traffic for quite some time in the area. The crash looked much more serious than it actually was. What appeared to be a house on fire turned into a murder investigation in Mendocino County. On February 20th, crews responded to the home of 75-year-old Linda Mercurio in Little River when it caught fire. While they were on the scene, along with Mendocino